Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
And you know, sometimes when you're trying to help somebody out and it just goes really wrong, and you did have the best intentions, but it just doesn't work out. There's a girlfriend of mine, her mate, who is a bloke, has just split up with his girlfriend, and he's feeling really down about it, you know. So, you know, after the initial shock, you go through that kind of really upset phase. So he's there in that upset phase at the moment. So my mate, the girl, was like, look, come round at the weekend, you can stay if you want, we'll eat ice cream and watch rom-coms. Now, because she's only been used to having to deal with girls who have split up with their boyfriends before, she's never done it for a bloke splitting up with a girl. So she doesn't really know how you cheer blokes up who have split up. I mean, there are obviously some clubs you can go to, but she's not really into that. So she just thought, well, we'll do what girls do, because that's all I know. So he comes round, he stays the weekend, and they do eat ice cream, and they make some flapjacks, etc. And then she's like, right, let's put a film on. This will really cheer you up. And she decides on the first Sex and the City movie. Not really a boys' breakup film. And he didn't want to watch it at all. And she was like, oh, please, it's really good. It'll really cheer you up. There's this really sweet bit in about it, about, you know, they go on a break and maybe they'll get back together again. You'll really relate to the story in it. So he's like, no, no, no. And eventually says, OK, then, yeah, put it on. Otherwise, I'm not going to hear the last of this. And then they get about halfway into the movie and one of the characters in the film says some line about how we need to break up for a bit and then we'll see how we both feel in a month's time. We won't speak to each other or text each other, and then we'll both know how we really feel. At which point, he goes, what a cow! Because that is the same line that she used, the girl, used to break up with him. She'd actually taken it, just absolute quote, without any change in it, from the first Sex and the City film. So that went well. And then he started feeling really sad again, and they had to switch off the film immediately. So I feel sorry for that guy this weekend. It was only my friend trying to help, but it didn't really go very well.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
All right, Leia.
Hi.
Where are you?
I'm in Essex, Southend.
Tell me what happened to you.
I'm 15, so I was at an under-18s bed at the club. And I was in a fight with my boyfriend, and he sent me a really cute text to make up for it. And I showed it to my friends, and it turned out it was from The Simpsons movie.
So the cute text that you sent to make up for the argument was actually from Simpsons, the movie.
Yeah.
That is brilliant. What was it?
Yeah. I can't remember. It was just because he'd, like, got really close to another girl and he was saying that I was the only one he wanted, like, loads of rubbish like that. And, yeah, it was from the Simpsons movie.
Oh. It's still quite sweet, though. He just nicked it from somewhere else and didn't credit it.
Yeah, but it was just the fact that then he denied that it was from the Simpsons movie.
It's like, well, I could go and watch it and it will clearly be there.
Yeah.
All right, love you later, bye.
Love you, bye.
Don't think he wants me to say this on air, but my friend Chris is here today. Hi.
What?
Yeah. Who did you quote once without crediting them in a Valentine's card?
Liam Rhymes.
Good. And which one was it? Was it Can't Fight in the Moonlight?
No. How Do I Live?
All right, and which bit's from How Do I Live? No? Okay, good. We're not going to go there, apparently. That was the international sign for we're not going there.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Becky's off for a few days. My mate Chris is here, though. You're right.
Hello.
And I understand you have yet another new idea.
I've had a brainwave, Scott.
They're on pretty much a daily basis, aren't they, Chris?
Yeah, but one day, one of these ideas is going to make me millions. I'm sure of it.
Hit me with it.
Right, I want to give something back. You know, the way I see it, the world's full of two types of people. There's givers and there's takers.
Yeah.
I feel I've been taking too much from the world.
For too long.
Yeah.
So I'm more of a giver.
Oh, yeah?
Myself, yeah. I think so. I like to help people out. I like to give where I can.
Yeah.
But you feel that you've just been...
I just feel I've been taking too much.
Right.
And I want to give something back, so I've decided to become a superhero.
Right, let me just make myself comfortable here. Can we just rewind what you said there on national radio? Remember, we are on the radio.
I know, it's my perfect form. I've decided I'm going to be a superhero.
Okay, good.
It's a good idea.
What are you on about?
Well, basically, I've seen some adverts for this documentary film thing that's coming out in August. I think it's on HBO, something like that, and it's all about real-life superheroes. And you hear about it in the news, and I think it could be the new me.
What are real-life superheroes? What do you mean?
Well, basically, I found a couple of websites.
God.
And it seems there's whole communities of these superheroes, these real-life... You know, they all group together and talk on these message boards on the internet. It's a bit like, do you remember the game? There was whole communities of people in the game.
Right.
But so, these are superheroes. Okay. It's even better.
So there are superhero forums for real superheroes on the internet.
And these are real life superheroes.
But what do they say? What do they do?
They dress up, they have great names, and they go and fight crime. It's like my dream job. And they do this all part time. You can do what you want in the day. You could be a banker, you can be whatever you want in the day, and then by night you go fight crime and talk on forums. I really want to sign myself up to it. I'm well up for it.
So this is a bit like Kick-Ass, one of the few films I have seen, but real.
Exactly. Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's going to be a real life Kick-Ass. Except it's going to be me.
I mean, you've tried to be Batman before, but that was a fictional superhero.
Yeah.
Any excuse to play this?
Tonight, there will be 3 homicides in Gotham City.
So you want to be a real one now?
I'm going to be a real superhero.
But actually fighting crime and all that, and well, dressing up.
Yeah, I was looking on the website, as I said, and there's loads of people doing this. But the thing is, loads
in
of...
Pinner...
Could be. I'm not aware of any superheroes in Pinner yet. I could, and you know what? I'll stretch out Watford, the surrounding areas.
Hemel
Hempstead, St Albans. It's all on. But on these websites, the thing is with all these superheroes, they're not happy about this documentary film thing that's going to come out, because ultimately it's going to expose them all, isn't it? And it's just going to...
Expose all their secrets of what they do?
I think so, and I think it's just going to put loads of amateurs... wanting to be superheroes. It's
Hello?
I'd like to think that I've, you know, because I think I could genuinely do this.
So they don't like the idea of this film coming out at all?
Not at all. But in fact, there's this really gobby one. He's called, Knighthood.
Okay, and this is what he's been saying on the forums, is it?
Yeah.
Greetings. Knighthood here.
Voice of the tweets, right? Yeah.
I operate covertly, meaning I go out on patrol in disguise. Usually as a homeless person.
Oh, wow. So Knighthood appears to be a homeless person, but no, he's a superhero.
I carry my mask and utility belt in case I should need them. I fought crime and fed the homeless in complete secrecy since 1989.
Oh, he's been doing it ages.
That's what I'm saying. This one doesn't just fight crime. He goes out and, like, feeds the homeless and that. He's brilliant.
I felt this was the best way to go. It keeps the police from harassing you and the bad guys as well.
Is this for real?
Yeah, 100%. These are all real people.
Are they in the UK, in America? Where are they?
Right, I found this world register of people. And so they are mostly in America, to be fair. This is, you know, there's a lot more in America.
But you want to be on this register?
There's a couple from England, yeah, and I want to be on this register. Let's go.
My concern for these heroes is that once they're very famous, they might as well have a target on their chest and call themselves Target Man. Because you know there'll be loads of people out there dying to be the first to kill a real-life superhero.
Right, he's clearly mad.
This does concern me, but there is an element of danger about this job, which I quite like. Your area's a little bit rough, right?
Where I live?
Yeah.
It's not.
Well, it is a bit. And can you imagine... I mean, do you know your local superhero?
No.
No, because there probably isn't one.
I haven't even thought about it.
But I can be there.
Oh, you're stretching out to my area now as well, are you?
Maybe.
So you're willing to travel?
Well, do you remember when I did the Batman? When I did the Batman auditions, I had to travel the London Underground dressed as Batman. Do you remember to meet Becky beforehand?
You need like a card, you know, the ones you see in supermarkets.
That's exactly what I need. Or like a phone line. I need something like that.
Do you need a superhero? I can cover these areas. Yeah. Hempstead, Watford, St Albans.
Northwood.
Have you got a car?
I haven't at the moment, no.
Right. So it's going to be a public transport superhero.
Is that or a bike?
Yes, a bike. I like it. So who's Dramatic now?
Dramatic's another one of these characters I found on this forum.
Oh, okay. I think that would be my name if I was a superhero. Dramatic!
Hi, Knighthood. I hope I'll make it as long as you in the business.
Oh, right, so they're talking to each other in the forum now, Knighthood and Dramatic.
They're having a conversation, yeah.
Another one of my fears is that the fun will be sucked out of it. I enjoy being one of the few protectors of the innocent, leading a double life.
Oh, my God.
I had hoped I could lead a normal life, while secretly being who I truly want to be. Being out all night, a few battle scars and saving people. That's the costume carer I wanted to be.
What a legend, eh?
And now Dark Angel joins in.
Yep.
Another superhero from this forum.
Why is it that the world is so full of supervillains? These evil, cruel people, but few superheroes.
Well, I haven't got one near me, as far as I'm aware.
Why is it that a person can't go out and do what's right for the good of the many without being thought of as a complete idiot?
Yeah, good point, Dark Angel.
This is what I'm thinking, though. There's a lot of good that can be done for this, and it should be celebrated.
For the great individuals on this website who have realised this for themselves, God bless you. God bless every real-life superhero.
God bless you.
I think the public would support me as a superhero, someone to protect them.
How do you become one, then?
Well, as I said, there's this register.
So you can't just say, right, I'm going to be a superhero now and that's it. There's some kind of process.
You need to be, like, authenticated. You need to get in the news, I think. I think that's the way forward. And that's how... And then they put you on the register. So I need to make the news with something and I need to go rescue someone or something from a burning building.
Being on this show wouldn't be good enough, no?
Well, I just think it's got to be done for real, hasn't it?
So you're looking for anyone that may need a real-life superhero in their lives?
Yeah.
Someone to help them?
And then I'll go help them and then hopefully they'll ring the news and say, I've just been saved by...
Whatever your name would
be. Won't be Chris.
We need to talk about the name as well, don't we?
Well, exactly, yeah.
How does it work? How do people get in contact with you? Would you give out your mobile number? Or
I don't know. I don't know. That's
go around telephone boxes, putting it in there?
Well, no, that would be dodgy, wouldn't it? I don't want to be in amongst those cards. But I don't think we can do my mobile number. I think that's going to be... That's wrong. I can't just have randoms calling me. Like, say,
hello.
Get my cat out of a tree.
Hello. Who am I calling? I'm the superhero.
Oh, of course.
That wasn't what I was after. Right, we need to talk about the name.
Yeah, well, this is where I'm struggling a bit. I've seen loads of names on these forums and I've decided to do a little bit of research into why they're called what they are.
The reason why I'm Danger Woman is because of a few things.
Can't wait to hear this.
Try and guess why Danger Woman is called Danger Woman.
Because she thinks she's dangerous.
One, I have this very bad habit of getting lost.
Can we hear that again?
One, I have this very bad habit of getting lost.
Right, so she's a superhero that gets lost all the time.
Yeah, Danger Woman.
We'd hire her, would you?
Two, I do have a bad habit of getting into messy and dangerous situations.
Hence the danger bit.
And three, the good guys think I'm cute with that name, while the baddies cringe when they hear my musical dirge of doom.
I love her. That's Danger Woman.
And Watchman?
Oh, he's good.
What's he saying?
Well, a popular assumption is I got my name from the popular comic book film Watchmen, but that's not it at all.
I like it that we've made Watchmen Welsh.
Yes.
I just thought it was a good superhero name and describe what I does.
If Chris was a real-life superhero, let's say, what should his name be? Have you got any idea at all?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Help us out, would you please? This is you.
That's amazing. Let's see that a hero can save us. Yes. I'm so up for this.
As long as you're in Pinner and the surrounding areas.
I can be your
hero, baby. Can you sing this one while you're riding your bike?
I should bring a stereo along.
Due to lack of car.
I will stand by you forever.
There's a hero.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You look inside your heart.
All we need now is a name.
You don't have to be
8199. Search Scott Mills on Facebook and put it on there.
There's an answer. If you reach into your soul and and the sorrow that you know will melt away. And then a hero comes along with the string to carry on, and you cast your fear aside, and you know you can survive. So when you feel like hope is gone, look inside you and be strong, and you finally see the truth that a hero lies in you.
Right, they're coming through already. What about the bell? And then people could say they were saved by the bell.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Thank you so much for all your suggestions for names. My friend Chris here is going to become a real-life superhero. Not a fictional one, a real one. Do any of these strike you as a good name? Super Cool?
Yep.
The Spicy Italian?
Good.
Captain Pinner?
Yep.
Danger Bike?
What?
Yes Man?
Yep.
Clark Bent? There's loads coming in. Thanks for these.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
It's Scott Mills. Now, earlier we were talking about people using lines, various lines from films and songs, and passing them off as their own. Someone I know got dumped recently, and it wasn't until he watched the Sex and the City film that he realised that his girlfriend had just taken a couple of lines straight from the movie without even changing them, and that's how he got dumped. Just took it straight from the film. Didn't realise. And then we found out that Chris, my mate here, borrowed some lyrics by Leanne Rimes and the track How Do I Live for a Valentine's Day card once. Wouldn't tell us which of the lyrics, but, you know, you can maybe Google them and have a look for yourself and see which ones you think he used. But you did pass that off as your own?
Yeah, I actually did, yeah.
And that was all Leanne Rimes' work, or whoever writes for Leanne Rimes.
I didn't realise you had to put, like, copyright on it or
well,
credit people.
Well, you should probably credit people, I think. Now, James has been on from Fife. Hey, James. He says, when I was in primary school, I wrote a school poem. Now, what James did was he borrowed some song lyrics and, once again, passed them off as his own poetry at school in a poetry competition. And didn't change it at all, just quoted every single lyric from that song. And then he won awards and prizes for the poetry, everything. And then the poem was framed and put on the school wall. Once again, remember, not James's work at all. Can you guess what song he borrowed the lyrics from?
Oh, something classic.
Yeah.
It's got to be. I'm going to go Stairway to Heaven.
I would see, if it was me guessing, I was going to say, like, Bohemian Rhapsody, but then everyone would know the lyrics to that, so, you know?
It's too obvious.
You wouldn't get away with it, would you? Okay. I'm now going to play you the song that James totally stole the lyrics from and won the school poetry competition with. The song is Affirmation by Savage Garden.
What?
It's when he was in primary school. Word for word.
I believe we place our happiness in other people's hands.
So that was all fine. It was on the wall of the school. And you think, well, I've got away with it now, and I've won the competition, I've won various awards and prizes. And then parents' night arrives, and one of the mums spot the lyrics on the wall, framed, and dobbed him in. James was from there on the shame of the school. Gutted. If it wasn't for one mum that knew the lyrics to Affirmation by Savage Garden, he would have been fine. Also, if it was Stairway to Heaven, it would have been fine, but it's Savage Garden.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Hi, Beth.
Hiya.
Where are you?
Oh, I'm just driving home from Lincoln.
Okay. Tell me your story.
Basically, we was in English in about year 9 or so.
Yeah.
And one of my best friends, Chippy, Lewis Later Judd, he decided he didn't want to write his own poem, so we just wrote, like, just stood up in front of the whole class and just did a song from the script.
So he passed off the script
Yeah.
A song by the script as his own work.
Yeah. He didn't quite get away with it, though.
He didn't?
No, unfortunately not.
How did he get found out?
Basically by the whole class just laughing in absolute hysterics at him.
Oh. It's probably too well-known a song, you know? It's probably too current.
I think he sort of did the wrong thing there.
Which one was it? Was it Man Who Can't Be Moved? Was it that one?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Is that the one?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Could have chosen a bit more a known one, really, but, you know.
Let me just get the lyrics up to that. Hang on a second. So he had to read it out to the whole class?
Yeah, everyone.
Okay, here's what I'm imagining that sounded like. Going back to the corner where I first saw you. Gonna camp in my sleeping bag. I'm not gonna move. Got some words on cardboard. Got your picture in my hand. Saying, if you see this girl, can you tell her where I am? Some try to hand me money. They don't understand. I'm not broke. I'm just a broken-hearted man. I know it makes no sense, but what else can I do? How can I move on when I'm still in love with you? Because if one day you wake up and find that you're missing me, and if your heart starts to wonder where on earth I could be, thinking maybe you'll come back here to the place that we'd meet, and you'll see me waiting for you on the corner of the street. So, I'm not moving. I'm not moving. Thank you. That was my new poem, The Man Who Can't Be Moved.
That's pretty much how it went.
Was it?
It went down very well.
I love it. Love you, Beth!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, if there are any pop stars listening this afternoon, I think they'll be very pleased to know that a lot of their lyrics are getting rather good marks in schools all over the UK. I'm not condoning this, but quite a few people have kind of borrowed some lyrics from some pop stars and managed to do all right, marks-wise. Like John off of Nottingham, who was at primary school and managed to do rather well by quoting the lyrics to Fields of Gold by Sting. In fact, he won the competition. Chris in Bristol got an A using the words of Hurt by Johnny Cash. Gary in Southend in year 8 got an A for 1 week by the Bare Naked Ladies. Really? How did they not spot that? It's been... Nick in Hitchin used 2 Green Day songs and managed to pretty much get an A for both in GCSE music. Sadly, though, in year 10, doesn't say who you are, but this person used the lyrics to If There's Any Justice in the World by Lamar and failed. That didn't do well.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Now, a lot of people are, and I'm not condoning this in any way, by the way, I just want to say that, I want to put it out there. A lot of people are using lyrics from songs to do quite well in various competitions and exams. This all started earlier when I was talking about my mate in Sex and the City, and then Chris revealed that he did use the lyrics of Leanne Rimes once in a Valentine's card to impress the ladies. Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello. Tell me your story.
Well, I had to do an English monologue, and it was a really deep piece, so I thought I'd use Rihanna's song, California King Bed, and I got an A.
Once again, I'm not condoning this behaviour in any way. So you use Rihanna, California King Bed.
I just used a few lyrics, and it worked.
Right. Let me just imagine how that went now. Chest to chest. Nose to nose. Palm to palm. We were always just that close. Wrist to wrist. You didn't use this, did you?
I used the first bit.
Oh, God. Toe to toe. Lips that felt just like the inside of a rose.
I used that.
So, how come when I reach out my finger, it feels like more than distance between us? in this California king bed. We're 10,000 miles apart. I've been California wishing on these stars for your heart, for me, my California king.
Chest to chest, nose to nose.
You are unbelievable. You got an A?
Yeah.
Is this before this song was better known than it is now? Less known than it is now,
I think, well, I don't know. I was in the exam and I didn't know what to do. And I needed some good simile. So I thought I'd do Lips Like a Rose and
good
it worked.
Good simile, yeah. You can always rely on Rihanna for good simile.
Seriously, it was good. It worked.
Anyway, as I say once again, please do not do this. This is a one-off.
Yeah.
Do you feel bad a little bit?
Yeah,
say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do good.
I use my initiative.
Well, yes. Love you, bye.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Scott.
You're right. What did you do?
Yeah. When I done my standard grades a few years ago, I used a song by The Doors, and basically my teacher thought it was very dark, and she wrote a letter home and said that I had to go and see a shrink, but I had to basically I had to own up to it to stop me going to see a shrink,
and failed.
To say I failed.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have some of the lyrics of the song that you used here. This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend. The end. Lost in a Roman wilderness of pain, and all the children are insane. All the children are insane, waiting for the summer rain. Yeah. Wow, yeah, I can see why they referred you.
Yeah, definitely. It was in drama as well.
That didn't go down well, did it?
No, I acted it out as well, so no, it didn't go down well.
Love you, bye.
Love you too, bye.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast.
It's time for some innuendo. Bingo. All new. Now, for the first time, we're going to have some of our listeners playing along as well today. Chris is here as well with the bin. Hi. Yep.
Hello.
All right?
Yeah. It's going to be a dry one, this. I've just realised. Brilliant.
Well, because you're not going to get soaked by Becky.
Yeah.
I know. It won't happen again. So the bin is there. All you have to do on Innuendo Bingo is put some water in your mouth, listen to the innuendo from various TV and radio shows, and see if you laugh and the water comes out of your mouth, spitting it into the bin. We also have some callers, which we're going to speak to in a minute. Right, Chris, you can go first.
Right.
And then we'll just work our way through the rest of the callers. We have Craig. Hi, Craig.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you.
Whereabouts are you off of?
I'm from Shetland, up north in Scotland.
Okay, have you played along with Innuendo Bingo in the past?
Yeah, I've not, actually, no.
Okay, but you've heard it, right?
I was listening in my car on my way home today.
Cool, okay. So you got some water there?
I do, yeah, I've got a copy.
And you're not anywhere dangerous where if water should come out of your mouth, it'll be a bad thing?
No, I think I'll be all right. I'm in my sitting room.
All right, wait there, Craig. Hey, Jess.
Hi.
Hi. Now, you've actually cancelled one of your appointments tonight just so you could play Innuendo Bingo, right?
Yes, I'm supposed to be playing netball, so I thought instead of doing fitness, I'd actually just talk to you.
Incredible. So you thought instead of doing netball, you'd just hear some funny clips on this show instead.
Exactly, yeah. What could be more fun than doing this?
Does your team now have one less player?
They do, yeah. I did actually just have to tell them, and they didn't seem very pleased. I'm sure they can do it without me.
Ah, whatever. Whereabouts are you, please?
I'm in Tewkesbury in Gloucestershire.
Okay, cool. So, we've got Chris here, my mate. We've got Craig, we've got Jess, and Chris will go first.
Right.
Okay, so it's your go first, Chris. Take some water in your mouth, please.
Mm-hmm.
Play along at home if you want, as long as you're not driving. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Full mouth of water there.
Mm.
And here we go over to, from the television, the hotel inspector.
I think the most important thing for the moment is that I freshen up downstairs.
because I'd like it to be somewhere that people want to sit and that they want to come. And that I think, you know, it feels a bit tired.
That was a good one. It went straight away there, didn't it? There's no hesitation.
I think the most important thing for the moment is that I freshen up downstairs.
Good. OK. that was a good shot in the bin, though.
Thank you.
OK, Craig.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready to go, yeah. Hold on, I'll take a drink of water.
Drink some water and prove to me that it's in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm?
Mm-hmm.
Can you gargle, please? Amazing, yeah, it's definitely there. Don't spit it out yet. That's a common problem. Okay. And let's go over to our friends at BBC Breakfast.
The unseasonal weather is not good news for everyone. Farmers in the east of England say the lack of rain's had a devastating effect on their crops. Mike Cartwright is in Carlton in Cambridgeshire for us this morning to tell us more on those plums getting very shriveled, aren't they?
Is this, are you still holding the water? Yeah? Let me play this again.
Those plums getting very shriveled, aren't they?
Yeah, they are indeed.
It's gone now, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Where did the water go?
All over the floor. I couldn't hold it.
Well done, Craig. As well held, actually. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
Water, please.
But these boys are rubbish.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
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 You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Gargle.
Mm-hmm.
Gargle. Amazing. And now, let's go to Alan Titchmarsh.
And you were showing the Queen around.
Well, only for one brief shiny moment. I was asked to take her around the RHS experience.
I thought you were taking her in there because there's a library in there, got some of your books, and you said I could sign one of these for you, Mum.
I know the Queen doesn't carry money. It would have been pointless. I might have had to give her one.
Still got it?
Mm-hmm.
I know the Queen doesn't carry money. It would have been pointless. So I might have had to give her one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're doing really well. Well done, Jess.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you swallow the water.
You.
Swallow the water. That is incredible. Okay, back to Chris. You ready, Chris?
Yeah, hang on. All right.
Do you feel a bit of a failure after Jess's?
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, she's good. All right, here we go. So, water.
Mm-hmm.
And this from Radio 5 Live.
Can I throw Alex McLeish into the mix here? A lot of the talk around our way in the Midlands this last week. McLeish, again, has shown great leadership. He's been very annoyed at the sequence of events. He hasn't fingered one of his players publicly.
Oh,
rubbish.
I can't do it. I can't keep it in.
Can't do it.
I just can't do it. I can't.
That's awful. Okay, back to Craig.
Right, I'm going to do it this time.
All right, good luck.
Right.
Now this, mm-hmm. I warn you, is from Test Match Special, and they do some good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, water please.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Here we go, Craig.
Oh, hang on, well, Gadro there did all but bowl it, but Broad's been attacked by a wasp or something, and so he's withdrawn, and he's trying to swat it away, and he's apologising, he couldn't do anything about that, but once, you don't want a wasp in your helmet.
Are you gone? Still got it? Still got it? Hey, Craig.
I didn't spit it out, it was okay.
Take some more water a second.
Okay.
Ready?
Uh-huh.
You don't want a wasp in your helmet.
Very well done. Very well done. So one point to Jess, 1 point to Craig. Very good. Okay, Jess?
Yes.
It's your turn.
I'm ready. Okay, go
water,
for it.
Please.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go once again over to Test Match Special.
The more stoppages than baseball.
I understand this. That was two balls into the over. And they all came running on. Great, even the ground staff are out there. It may be that Peterson's doing something to his bat. He's got his back to us, and whether something's happened to that. I'll tell you what he's doing, Geoffrey. He's putting a new rubber on his bat.
A new rubber in the middle of the game.
He is. Well, he's taken one off first, or he's putting a new one on, but he's doing it quite professionally. It's never terribly easy doing that. You've got to make sure you've got no floppy stuff on the end. You've got to get it all on. Roll it down that big stick. That's what's going on. I think Peterson once said to the umpire, I've got a problem here, I need a new bat rubber. And he's put it on himself. although he's told, actually, the youngster who brought it out, by the look of it, to just finish it off. And so they've called drinks. All very odd.
Still got the water, Jess? Gargle. Oh, that is incredible. You've put people on this show to shame.
I know, I'm too good.
You are too good, even through that amazing one from Test Match Special, which you just had to sit through a minute of.
I know, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Jess, you are the clear winner of today's Innuendo Bingo. Well done.
Yay! Thank you.
Craig, but your laugh is hilarious.
I know all it is. I know. What can I say?
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Now, if you heard us earlier, you'll know that my friend Chris here has a new scheme.
Hmm.
What is your scheme?
Well, it's to be a real-life superhero. I can be
your hero, baby. These people actually exist. And they fight crime. So my friend Chris thinks this is a great idea. He thinks a lot of things are a good idea, but he really likes this one. So by day, you are... I don't know. By day, he watches Jeremy Kyle and Loose Women.
What?
And then by night...
No.
Okay, Jeremy Kyle. By night, he's a fighter of crime. This actually happens a lot in America, and we were on these internet forums earlier checking out some of these people.
They call themselves real-life superheroes. They are on a mission. They have day jobs, but at night, they take to the streets of Gotham.
A group of costumed and caped crusaders are hitting the streets of Seattle to fight crime. A handful of men and women say they're part of the group real-life superheroes patrolling the streets at night.
Yeah. Fight crime. Here's one of them.
So when I walk into a neighborhood, criminals leave because they see the suit.
They see the suit and they go.
If you fight crime without the outfit, the police don't know who to look for. They don't know who's bad and who's good and who's doing what. This is a very noticeable outfit. And the second thing is it's a symbol. It tells people and drug dealers and criminals and anyone else that when you see this outfit and these group of people, we stand for a message. And the message is that we're against violence and we're against crimes that you're trying to do.
They just do good as for the community. And this is going to be you, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's going to be you.
I'm well up for it.
I know.
If I had to save someone else in an alleyway, or if there was someone right now that needed my help, I will rush in and give my life and lay it down on the line.
See, that is admirable.
I'm not doing this for publicity. I'm doing this for justice, a justice long since forgotten.
Yeah, you see, that's what you're doing it for, isn't it? Justice.
Well, yeah, in Pinner and the surrounding areas.
That's right, you can do... Can you go as far as Amersham?
Yeah, maybe.
Right.
It's right on the border, though.
It is, isn't it? Not prepared to go much further than that, I think.
No.
And 24 hours?
Oh, I don't know, actually.
Right, we need to iron out the details of this. Anyway, that's what you're going to be soon. Like these people in America, there aren't that many in the UK. I think there's one in Tunbridge Wells.
That's it, the ninja.
Yeah. Oh, is it the ninja of Tunbridge Wells?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, we went onto Stupor Street earlier, and we asked them the question, if they were a superhero, what would their name be? It's a quick survey on the street of stupid. Any ideas? What would their name be?
It's something stupid, isn't it?
Probably, yes, given the street name.
Oh, God, I don't know. I really don't know, actually. I can't think.
Anything at all?
Oh.
The.
It's got to be a the, and I'm thinking it's round load of shops, isn't it? So I'm thinking a super shopper. Great, innit?
The super shopper. All right, let's find out.
If you could be a brand new superhero, what would your name be?
I'd just be called Mr. Wings, I guess.
Mr. Wings.
Mr. Guns and Wings, I guess. Strong wing man.
Okay.
Can I tell you what my powers would be?
Yeah?
The power to undress you with my eyes. Yeah.
Which would make
Captain...
Mr. Pervo.
Captain Pervo, yeah.
If you could be a brand new superhero, what would you be called?
Miss Elastic.
Combat Wombat.
I guess I'd be see-through girl.
Good morning.
You don't need names. You have to be anonymous. That's a good name, actually.
Mr. Anonymous.
That's crap. Sorry, it's not a very good name, actually. No.
I'm a super barman.
So well, would you be called super barman?
No. Yes.
I don't know. I can't really think about this. You've got to think about this for some time. You can't just simply, you know, just pull it out of the hat. You know, you've got to be, you've got to reflect on it for perhaps several weeks.
I'll be like the best basketballer. So super fly basketballer.
Girl.
Catchy.
Yes. And I'd have all the nicest shoes you could ever think of. So when I fly over, you'd be like, oh, look at her shoes.
You know, that's it.
Okay. Brilliant.
Thanks.
Mr. Anonymous, we think.
Yeah, that's right.
Love him. Super Shopper wasn't in there. It's a bit of a shame.
Gutted.
Oh, well. Never mind, eh? I did like the girl with the shoes. Any of those suitable for you, do you think?
I quite like the Combat Wombat.
That is good.
I thought that was good, but yeah, I need a better name.
All right, we'll throw that into the hat.
BBC Radio 1 Podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.